Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
He's the man who invented duty-free shopping, a global industry now worth $90 billion. He founded Shannon Airport, its surrounding industrial estates, as well as a Shannon College of Hotel Management, and also worked to foster peace in the north with the establishment of Cooperation Ireland. So as large crowds gathered in Six Mile Bridge in County Clare this afternoon to see a life-size bronze statue of the late Brendan O'Regan unveiled, 15 years after his death, many questioned why more people don't know his name. Well, Drive Time's John Cook was there to find out.
Music from the Six Mile Bridge Folk Club filled the air today as large crowds gathered to celebrate the legacy of a man described as a great patriot and visionary.
There were planes flying the Atlantic in the mid-40s.
Sociologist Harry Bohan is parish priest of Six Mile Bridge and worked closely with the late Brendan O'Regan in the development of Ireland's first planned town in Shannon.
Brendan saw, he became controller of the catering place in Shannon. He saw that the planes needed fuel, the passengers needed food, and they needed things to buy. So came the catering company, and the duty-free shop, and the duty-free zone, and the new town. And all of that was the concepts of community and families were at the very heart of what he was at.
And around that came so many jobs, livelihoods and communities,
thousands,
as you said.
Thousands.
A huge legacy left in his wake.
Huge, absolutely huge. Years and years ago, I couldn't understand how there wasn't this, a statue in Shannon Airport, or here in Six Mile Bridge. And I kept saying it here over and over and over again.
After today's unveiling, both Six Mile Bridge and Shannon Airport proudly display bronze memorials to the Ennis hotel manager who was credited with developing the wider Midwest economy. Through the airport, duty-free and the Shannon Free Zone, his influence and legacy global, according to Nandi O'Sullivan of Shannon Airport.
I can remember when Xi Jinping was over here on a visit that he actually said to a few of us gathered there that, you know, we didn't realise what impact the Shannon Free Zone had had on the Chinese economy, because their special economic zones are modelled on the Shannon Free Zone. And this was part of Brendan's vision. Equally, the tourism impact that he had in terms of Bunratty Castle and Folk Park and the Shannon Heritage and all of those visitor attractions. Literally, I mean, in his own words, coming up with ideas to pull planes down out of the sky and coming up with the concept then of holding medieval banquets in Bunratty Castle. So a major, major impact.
When you see any airport in the world, they probably wouldn't look like that had it not been for Brendan O'Regan.
Neil Pakey is a former chief executive of Shannon Airport, as well as John Lennon Airport in Liverpool, and now runs the passenger terminal at Canada's Toronto City Airport.
Some of the investments in airports, they all depend on duty-free revenue. And the duty-free industry, as you know, Brendan is the founding father. As I say, any airport investment in any country is only really being able to make it because half of the investment is down to the revenue that airports take from the duty-free businesses.
And as you were saying to me, it might be a cheap bottle of whiskey to someone on their holidays, but this is big business right across the world.
Oh, absolutely big business. And, you know, as well as 250,000 jobs, it's really a remarkable what Brendan did, taking it to with his team to places like Dubai and all these other companies then copying what Brendan and his team had achieved, whether it's in China or anywhere else.
An idea that grew out of Shannon and one man from Six Mile Bridge. Fitting that he should be commemorated today. You think more should be known and celebrated about him?
Absolutely. We talk about the great aviators. They talk about Amelia Earhart. They talk about the Wright brothers, Alcock and Brown. Brendan's right up there with them. Maybe not a pilot like they were, but as someone who's contributed to the aviation industry, the tourism industry, and global economies, Brendan would be right up there. I mean, there's 5,000 economic impact zones now, and Brendan created the first one.
Without his vision in attracting foreign direct investment, it wouldn't exist today.
10,000 people work in the Shannon Free Zone today. Its largest company, EI Electronics, one of the main sponsors of today's Shannon Chamber event. It now employs 1,250 people. Chief Executive Mick Guinney says all those jobs are part of Brendan O'Regan's legacy.
And I think his influence goes beyond Shannon. I think it became a template for the rest of the country. And I believe that Sean Lamass picked up on that and opened up the Irish economy in the 60s to foreign direct investment.
From the airport right to peacekeeping in Northern Ireland or wherever, he wanted people to work in harmony together. He wanted people to work.
He did, yeah. Jobs were, you know, that's what his father apparently said to him. If you do nothing else in life, the most important thing you can do in life is create jobs. As an outsider, I couldn't believe that his name wasn't held in higher regard in the county. And I hope this corrects it today.
You want the whole country to celebrate Brendan O'Regan?
Yeah. A true visionary, absolutely.
As the music and celebrations continued, despite the rain in Six Mile Bridge, the big reveal came as the bronze statue of Brendan O'Regan was unveiled before his children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren got a first look, and crowds of locals applauded their great innovator. Yeah.
What do you think, ladies?
Lovely. It is his real self. Yeah. Really lovely.
A legend. We were proud of him in Six Mile Bridge.
Very proud.
We loved him.
Geraldine and Declan, you're looking at this bronze statue of your late dad, Brendan O'Regan. What do you think?
Oh, it's really just wonderful to see. It's really just capturing this whole idea of him as being a communicator with people.
Declan, you're happy with how it looks?
Oh, I think it's a marvellous-looking statue. It's great credit to the sculptor. It's a really true image of him.
Seamus Connolly doing a great job, as you said, to people in Six Mile Bridge and the wider Midwest region. They're celebrating your dad as a pioneer innovator, the man behind Shannon Airport, duty free right across the world, and so many big economic ideas in this West of Ireland region. He was your dad, though. What do you think of all of this?
We're, of course, very proud of his achievements. To me, though, it's really people he loved. People and places, and he had such a belief in the ability of people, if they work together and cooperate, that they could achieve anything. His final things towards the end was very much related to peace. And he really,
in Cooperation Ireland, he was
yes.
trying to help with the troubles as well. It went way beyond the Midwest.
You know what his final thing was? Man must manage a world without war. He came up with that little thing. That was in his last days. He felt we could do it.
I'm sure he'd have a lot to say right now with what's going on in the world. Declan, what would he have made of this statue and all this praise?
He would have been delighted to be recognised in his hometown. He was always proud of where he came from. It had lots of fond memories for him. And it's great to see him being recognised here today.
Reporting there from events celebrating the life of Shannon pioneer and duty-free inventor Brendan O'Regan in his native Six Mile Bridge. I think we need more Brendan O'Regans around for sure.